someday maybe I'll move back, maybe whatever.
Now, why did you move away?
Why did I move away? Mm-hmm. Well, the main reason I moved away was to get away from my folk. And when I say folk, I mean all of them, not one particular person. I got as far away from them as I could, but I'm close enough that I could go every day. Uh-huh. So that was my main reason.
Yeah, that's not what Gail was saying.
Well, that was the beginning of it.
That's what got you there, but that's not what kept you there.
No, it's the same thing. I would like to come back because, you know, I'm getting older and I'd like to be around. Because my neighborhood, I know most of my neighbors, but I don't really deal with them. I come up here to deal with people. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have closeness. One of my neighbors, we share a lot more, but I don't go sit in their house. Mm-hmm. But we're neighbors. We speak and we talk in the yard. And sometimes I go in the house, but I come up here to sit down at somebody's table or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a, I sort of see that. That's interesting too that you say that, and I definitely understand that. What about this idea though that you have to leave Roswell though in some sort of sense if you actually, as an African American though, to, I don't know, sort of advance in sort of anyway, that the prospects in Roswell are just sort of limited.
For now?
Yeah, or maybe even have been, maybe, because a lot of the people, like, there aren't too many people, at least not the ones we'd interviewed, or even in talking to them, and then talking to them about their siblings, or talking to the older people and talking to them about their children, there aren't a lot of them that are actually here. They all moved away. I mean, there are some people that are here, but not, I mean, a lot of people just move away.
I think a lot of people might have thought that subconsciously, but that wasn't my thinking. I just want to get away and be different. I think, and I hear a lot of people say, I need to get out of Roswell to better myself. And it doesn't matter where you are, it's your attitude. Mm-hmm. If you go somewhere with a bad attitude, you're going to be the same way you were if you were in Roswell. Mm-hmm. I do understand some people get habits, and it's hard to break around habit when everybody's got, let's say, a negative habit, and you kind of gravitate to that. Mm-hmm. But it's still the individual thing. Because mm-hmm. I never thought of that. I had to leave here to be successful. Or I had to leave here to be better. I never thought that. Mm-hmm. I just left just to get away from relatives. Because mm-hmm. I'm kind of a loner and I don't want somebody at my door every day.
Mm-hmm. All up in your business.
Right, I just don't want nobody at my door every day. So I found it was easier to move away and go ahead, because if I didn't want to, some days I don't want to deal with people, I didn't have to deal with them, because like I said, my neighbors, I don't really interact with my neighbors, but we are neighbors, we respect each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the place that you live now, is that an integrated area?
Yes, when I first moved there, it was, I think it was one other black family there when I moved in there. Mm. It was all white. Now it's about the other way. It may be two or three white families in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the neighbor across the street from me is a white guy.
But you don't find places like that here in Roswell, from what I understand, at least. Roswell is still a fairly segregated kind of place.
Class-wise, yeah.
It's class segregated, you think, race or ethnic segregation?
It may be some, but I think the majority is class. Because all the football players and all them that move here, they move in a certain area. They don't move this area.